Would this place be called a dairy?
Sir?
Would that be called a dairy in Holly Springs, or?
Oh, well, a dairy is, no, sir, that wouldn't be a dairy. Dairy is just milk, and they ship cream just like we'd be shipped.
I see.
You see, they just bought cream. You ship it to some place in cans. You have it down at the station, just like you're shipping your cotton. That's a big thing, shipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
Big cream firms.
I see.
You have to furnish your own cans. Everybody peels up that heavy can with tops on it. You just carry it up on the man back. See, your milk turn that cream around, you take it up on the truck. It gives you 30 or 40 cents or 50 cents a pound, whatever it was. Plenty of folks around made the living selling cream.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, the train would take it.
Same as the dairies. See, that's the dairy folks' job. Dairies folks sold cream.
Mm-hmm. But at home, if you took the cream off and then the milk would clabber, or would it clabber before you took the cream?
It clabbers. I mean, it clabbers. The cream comes to the top. When you take it off, as it ain't nothing but weight in it, you about got the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you churn it and not skim it, it will clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Take your butter up.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how long could you keep butter?
Butter?
How long could you keep it?
Well, I reckon you could keep it 10 or 15 years if you kept it froze. I kept some 3 years.
Did you?
I had a long deep freeze. And I just milk and what we didn't use and I didn't give away and didn't sell, I just put it up there. I just had to plug in and churn. I just took it up and washed it and molded it up and put it in the deep freeze. I had about 150 pounds in there and it lasted us about 3 years, 2 years and a half or 3 years, and a year away some. A fellow been coming from Memphis buying it a little for us.
Is that right?
Two or three times. Well, it'll stay. No, you keep it defreeze.
Mm. It doesn't get...
Never get rash in it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's...
That didn't.
Three years.
If it get out and get hot, I don't know what. When it rashes you up there.